It's similar to if you recall, I think it was 2016, 2017, there was a massive blizzard in western South Dakota that wreaked havoc early in the fall. And the feeder calf market really didn't respond for about 8 or 9 months. So I think you're probably going to see the same thing. You're really not going to feel the effects of that for quite some time. That's unfortunate, especially unfortunate for the producers that lost animals. But the market's going to take some time to adjust for those lower numbers. I just don't see the short-term impact really driving prices right at this moment. But you're right. We're already dealing with low cow supplies. There was a lot of cows that most likely died in that area, and that's just going to be even fewer breeding animals, fewer calves coming out next year, and just making numbers even tighter. That's not necessarily what the cattle market needs.